The upcoming version of ASP.NET Web Forms introduces a number of improvements to data binding. The most significant of these is model binding. In this example, I want to enable updating of rows in a grid view using model binding. I configure the grid view to call my updateProduct method via the updateMethod property. I'm also going to add a validation summary to show any model validation errors that might occur. I can then switch to the page's code behind and implement this method using the data access technology of my choice. Here, I'm going to use Entity Framework code first. My updateProduct method will take the ID of the product to update, which the grid view will pass in. Then, I load the product from the database, and via the tryUpdateModel method, instruct the model binding system to update the object using the values entered by the user in the grid view. The tryUpdateModel method will validate the user input using any data annotations provided on my model class. In this case, the product name property is required and must be no greater than 40 characters long. Finally, I check for any model validation errors via the model state's isValid property, and if it's true, I go ahead and save the changes. Running the page, I can see that model binding is validating my user input and only allowing the save to take place if there are no errors.